bow down and worship Him. Worship Him. Oh, worship Him.
Jesus the King of Kings.
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 Worship Him.
Worship Him.
Consuming fire, consuming fire, sweet perfume. His awesome presence fills this place. This is the holy ground.
For this is holy ground.
You. We thank you. We bless you. There is none like unto you. We worship you. Consuming fire, sweet perfume, let your presence fill this place, because this is a holy ground. Dedicated unto you, do what only you can do in our midst. We give you praise. We give you honor. We bless your name. We adore you. We thank you. Blessed be your name, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Have your seat. Let's make some decrees. Have your seat as we make some decrees. Can you lift your right hand up like a king? Wherever you are, lift your right hand up. Say, this year, I will not be forsaken. I will not be abandoned. I will not be used and dumped. In the name of Jesus, this year, I will not be forsaken. I will not be abandoned. I will not be used and dumped. In the name of Jesus, not forsaken, not abandoned, not used and dumped. In the name of Jesus, I will not be forsaken. I will not be abandoned. I will not be used and dumped. In the name of Jesus, this year, I escape from ill health, from illness, from sickness, from disease, from affliction, from infirmity, my environment. Hear the word of the Lord. The devil, hear the word of the Lord. 2021, hear the word of the Lord. I escape from ill health, from illness, from sickness, from disease, from affliction, from infirmity, in the name of Jesus. 2021, hear the word of the Lord. This year, I am not afflicted by illness, by ill health, by sickness, by disease, by affliction, by infirmity. In the name of Jesus, 2021, I escape. I will not weep. I will not sorrow. I will not gnash my teeth. In 2021, hear the word of the Lord. 2021, hear the word of the Lord. I will not sorrow. I will not weep. I will not gnash my teeth. I will not run the task together. In the name of Jesus, death, sorrow, premature death shall not locate my habitation. In the name of Jesus, shall not locate my habitation. In the name of Jesus, shall not locate my habitation. In the name of Jesus. We thank you. We bless your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I'm not feeling your fire. The external temperature should not determine your internal fire. That the weather is cold should not affect the way you pray. You might not have an opportunity to decree these things again. Do you understand? You are not affected by the external. It is you that controls the external. So we can't say the weather is cold. Now let's do something to release. You don't need to do anything to release. From within you should flow. What will release it? Are you here? Can you say this year? Say 2021. Hear the word of the Lord. In my family, no death, no weeping, no sorrow, no accident. In the name of Jesus, hear the word of the Lord. 2021, no death, no weeping, no crying. In the name of Jesus, no sorrow, no sorrow. Death, sorrow, premature death, you shall not locate my life, my family. Sudden death, you shall not locate my family. Hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. I shall not die. I shall not sorrow. I shall not die. I shall not be wasted. I shall not be afflicted. In the name of Jesus, I shall not be wasted. I shall not be afflicted. I shall not die. I shall not be wasted. I shall not be afflicted. In 2021, I shall not die. I shall not be wasted. I shall not be afflicted. I shall not die. I shall not be wasted. I shall not be afflicted. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you. This year, you will not be demoted. You will not move backwards. You will not wander about. You will not move backward. You will not be demoted. You will not wander about. In the name of Jesus. Let me explain some things to you. Let me explain some things. If government decides to, what did they do to Naira? If they decide to devalue, you have lost value. If your salary remains the same and government devalues, you have moved backwards. You have been demoted financially, even though your salary did not decrease. So if you are saying we will not be demoted in any way financially, that means we are blessed upwardly, that whatever happened to the currency does not devalue what you have in the bank. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because sometimes when people don't understand the prayer you are raising, they just say, I'm in the civil service, I will not have any disciplinary issue. So nobody will demote me. So nobody, inflation alone can demote you. What is the percentage of inflation? Hypothetically, let's say 12% or 11. How much is the interest rate of your money in the bank? How much is it? 2%. If it's 2%, and inflation is 12, naturally, you have been demoted financially by 10%. Is that not it? So there must be a blessing upon you that makes up much more for that 10%. Some just put more, many don't understand financial things. So when God made decision, when some things happen, when we know it or not, it affects us in different ways. That's why we are praying. Lift your two hands. Say, these hands are blessed. Beyond every government policy. Beyond every demotion. In the name, can we pray? In the name of Jesus. These hands are blessed. Unaffected by environmental conditions. Unaffected by environmental conditions. These hands are blessed. Beyond environmental economic conditions. These hands are blessed by the economy of heaven. We thank you. We glorify your name. Blessed be your name, Jesus. We thank you. We honor your name. We honor your name. We honor your name. Let's take one more prayer. Put your hand on your head this year. I will be honored. I will be glorified. I will be celebrated. I will be celebrated. I will be honored. I will be glorified. This year, I will be celebrated. I will be honored. I will be glorified. I will be celebrated. I will be honored. I will be glorified. 2021. Hear the word of the Lord. In you, I will be celebrated. I will be honored. I will be glorified. In you. In you. In you. In you. In you, I will be celebrated. I will be honored. I will be glorified. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Brethren, listen to me attentively. Everything about your faith is supernatural. Stop living an ordinary life. Some of us have maintained the status quo for almost forever. Same thing. Our lives have become very routine. Very, very. That you are like, those are where we put fire in the village. Where we cook. You know, when there is no fire there, you will see goats and sheep going there to lie down. You will see flies and different kind of things there. You will see evidence of ash and ashes there. You will see some wood that are very short. That, you know, they were long before anybody grew up in the village. Me, I didn't grow up in the village. You will see all those things there. But you will see flies around. You will see goats seated there. That was a place that is supposed to be a place of fire. Some of us, if you look ourselves in the mirror, that's how our lives have been. Whereas we are supposed to be on fire. Christianity is a faith of the supernatural. It is not ordinary. Stop living your lives ordinary. Listen to me. It is supernatural to be born again. He said that, John chapter 3. From verse 3 to 7. Around verse 5. Okay, let me see. Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly, I say to you, please, can you hear me? Clearly. Thank you. Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus said to me, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel when I said to you, you must be born again. When we come to the earth, we were born of the flesh. It is supernatural to be born of a spirit. Because when you become born again, born of a spirit, nothing changes about you physically. Except maybe you have a health issue and then God heals you. When a man becomes born again, we don't see the changes physically. We see the changes spiritually and in action. Being born again takes a supernatural power of God to be done. It is not an ordinary thing, or else everybody will have been born again. But it is supernatural. Because when you become born again, you are born of the spirit. Just like your mother born you of the flesh. When you become born again, you become a new creature in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17. When you become born again, you are translated from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. All those things are supernatural. On the earth, you can move from the power of darkness to the power of light without an extra power beyond that of darkness. Being born again is supernatural. And then he makes us citizens of heaven. Why we are yet here on earth, calling ourselves Ogboma, Shoma, Yoruba, Igbo, or whatever, he translates us to the kingdom of light and makes us citizens of heaven. And he gives us the power to become the Son of God. Everything about Christianity is supernatural. Stop making it ordinary. So it takes the supernatural to be born again. Number two, when we become born again, Jesus gave us the supernatural life of God. Please, I need you to understand what I'm talking to you in this second point. When God said, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." What does that everlasting life mean? That's why I say, you see, sometimes language makes the Bible to lose the effect it's supposed to have. When he says everlasting life, that word is Zoe. What does Zoe mean? Zoe means to have the God kind of life. Listen to me. When God created you and he breathed you and you were born of the flesh, you had the human life God breathed in you. When you become born again, there is a different life you have in the spirit. Is the Zoe life of God, the God kind of life, the God nature of life. So when you become born again, God gives you the supernatural life of God. Remember, as he is, so we are in the world. Why? He has given us his supernatural life. Can we check some scriptures quickly? Let me take 1 John 5 from verse 11. 1 John 5 from verse 11. And this is the testimony that God has given us Zoe. God has given us the God kind of life. And this God kind of life is in his Son. He who has the Son has Zoe, has the God kind of life. He who does not have the Son does not have the God kind of life. When I was much younger, when I read this thing, he has life. I am living. Why would he say he doesn't have life? He has life. The life is different. It's an insult to God and your faith for your life to be ordinary when you have the God kind of life. It's an insult for somebody that only have the breath of human beings that God breathed into them to challenge you that have the God kind of life and you are running away. To challenge you and you are crying and you are weeping. To challenge you or to prevail against you, over you. Because he that is from above is above all. And you have the God kind of life that is above, that must be above everybody. So today, if you remember anything today, remember Zoe in you is Zoe. Eternal life is Zoe, everlasting life. It is called eternal life because it's the life of God who is eternal. And eternal life does not start in heaven. Eternal life starts from here when you give your life to Christ. For he who has the life, who has the Son, has life. See, you have to begin to challenge your assumptions. You have to begin to challenge your thoughts. You have to begin to challenge your feelings about Christianity. If Christ comes and sees some of the life we live, he will not recognize that this is the faith and the life he brought to the world for us to live. You can't have the God kind of life and be defeated. You can't have the God kind of life and be timid. You can't have the God kind of life and not be confident. You can't have the God kind of life and you are put to shame. Rise up, wake up. Get to know who you are. People that don't know themselves, their history, who they are, they perish and they become nothing. The Christianity is a supernatural life. And can I tell you quickly? A supernatural life does not mean spectacular, dramatic life. Because when we are talking supernatural, people are looking for dramatic, spectacular things. Supernatural life is the God kind of life. So in you is the life of God. And that's why I say, everything about our faith is supernatural. You are born again supernaturally. And when you are born again, he gives you Zoe, the supernatural life. Put your hand on your chest. Let's make a confession. Say, I have the supernatural life. I refuse to live ordinary. I refuse the enemy to overcome me. I refuse to live by the dictates of this world. I refuse to live my life like others. Say, I have the supernatural life. Nothing on earth will prevail against me. I have the supernatural life. Nothing will prevail against my family. I have the supernatural life in the name of Jesus. Bow down your head. Put your hand on your chest. Make a confession by that knowledge. What understanding do you have? Make a prayer. Pray, pray, pray. What understanding do you have? Pray. Zoe. 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 The divine life. The God kind of life. The God quality of life, the eternal life, the abundant life, the supernatural life in you, in you, in you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. So he takes the supernatural to be born again. And when we are born again, God gives us the supernatural life, the God quality of life, the God life. The divine life. Number three is that it takes the supernatural to be baptized and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Everything about Christianity is supernatural. Imagine somebody just come. You lay hands on a person. He starts speaking in another tongue. It cannot be learned, even though some people are learning it. It cannot be taught, even though some people are taught teaching it in error. The Spirit comes upon you. You see somebody that has no confidence. Look at Peter. Run away from a little child. You are a follower of that. No, not be me. I know they'll run away. But when the Holy Spirit came to him, his life changed supernaturally. And he was the one facing everybody and saying, you are the one that killed Jesus. You are the one that did this. You are, what happened to him? He was baptized with the Holy Spirit and with power. Acts 1:18, and you shall receive the Holy Spirit, and you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and to the uttermost part of the earth. Acts chapter 10, verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for the Lord was with him. Everything about the faith is supernatural. It is supernatural to be baptized by the Holy Spirit. But you know what? Many of us in church, when we are baptized by the Holy Spirit, where we end it is speaking in tongues. Now, the devil even speaks in tongues. Your level, if the level
of your baptism of spirit, of being filled with the spirit, of having power, is only disturbing people with maradadadaba. You are a waste. God kind of life in you. God kind of power upon you. And you limited it to maradadabae, 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 maradadabae. Mba. You can't carry the God kind of life and have the God kind of power upon you and you are natural. You cannot. Brethren, it's time to rethink what we take Christianity for. It's time to have a change of heart, a change of mind. It's time to go back to the Bible and read it in context. It's time to allow the Holy Spirit give us an understanding of who we are. If you don't have an understanding of who you are, what he has given you, your new nature, the devil will keep harassing you everywhere. So when we are baptized with the Holy Spirit, we are baptized with supernatural power. So it takes the supernatural to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Listen to me. It takes the supernatural enabling of the Holy Spirit to live the Christian life. I have seen people pathetically struggling with their power to live for God. If there is one thing pathetic I've seen in Africa, I've heard messages that make people want to do things in their power for God. But listen to me. In the supernatural life of God, it's not by power, it's not by might. It is by the Spirit. For you to live for God without stumbling, without falling, without failing, God has sent the Holy Spirit to live in you. Once you listen to the Holy Spirit and obey His dictates, you will live the Christian life without hazards. But once you think it is by your power, you will fail. That is why January 1, you will make resolution. January 31st, you have even forgotten you made a resolution. Because you can't live the Christian life by your own power. And that is why the Holy Spirit was given to you. The Holy Spirit lives in you so that you can live by the indwelling Spirit. Listen to me. What do we call it? We call living the Christian life as living by the indwelling Spirit of God in you. The Spirit directs you. The Spirit helps you. The indwelling Spirit of God. Galatians 2:20. I want us all to read together as a church for understanding. Are we here? Breathe in. Breathe out. Let's go. I have with Christ. It is no longer I. Repeat that. Let me hear you. So, in the Christian life, it is no longer I. Who lives? But who? Okay, if but Christ is, can Christ say, I will show you. But Christ lives in me, I will not forgive you. But Christ lives in me, I will show you I'm from Bobo Bonshaw. But Christ lives in me, I am bitter. You can't live the supernatural life by your power. The Christian life is, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And let's continue. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself. The Christian life is living by Christ in you and faith in Him. 2 Peter 1:3-4. 2 Peter 1:3-4. The demands of the Christian life are above what you can live by the flesh and your power. And God gives you the Holy Spirit to live it. Can we read? Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy. No, Second Peter. Okay, let's go. As his divine power has given us all things that pertains to life and everything that pertains to you living a godly life has been done what has been given to you. Every money you need to live your life has been deposited in Zenith Bank by your Father. If you don't go there to withdraw it, you will die a pauper. His divine power has given us all things that pertains to life and godliness. Let's continue. Through the knowledge of him who has called us by glory and... So, listen. Can we go back? We need to look at this. Even though the time is fast, look at this. His design power has given us all things that pertain to life. I've heard this thing quoted for a long time. But when they quote it, they say, his divine power has given us all things that pertains to life and godliness. Amen. God has given us. But through what? If you don't have the knowledge, the divine power can't work. Through the knowledge of him, Jesus Christ, who called us by glory and virtue. Verse 4. By which he has given us exceedingly great and precious promises. The knowledge of Christ and his glory. The knowledge of his promises he has given us. And the promise is that in the Son is life, is Zoe. He that has the Son has Zoe. That through those promises, through the knowledge of the glory of Christ, you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world. Brethren, everything you need to live the Christian life is in you. He that is able to do exceedingly abundantly far above all what you can imagine, according to the power that is in you. Listen to me. When you get born again, everything you need to survive the earth and make it to heaven has been disposed in you. If you don't make it to heaven, it is not God. It is you not assessing the provisions he has given you to make it there. Can I take one more scripture there? Philippians 2:12-13. Oh, my time. And let's see. Philippians 2:12-13, sir. Don't jump. Therefore, one very popular scripture in Nigeria again. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence. Let's go together. We love it. Let's go. Work out your own salvation with. Have you quoted that scripture before? That the Bible says, make you now work. Can we read again? Work out your own salvation with fear. What is there after it? What is there after that? See it now. It's there on your screen. What is there after that? Semicolon. It's not full stop. Some translations have comma. Can we start again? Therefore, as beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear. You have heard this before. Can we continue, sir? 13. Go back. Join the two together for me. You don't start a statement with four. Can we go again? Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his own good pleasure. There is no commandment that God gives you that he doesn't give you the power to obey. For he is the one working through you. But if you say, no, I don't want you to walk through me. Let me live my life. He leaves you. The Christian life is supernatural. Can only be lived by the Zoe life of God that God makes available for you. He has not abandoned you to struggle. You only need to listen. You only need to release yourself. And you live the Christian life. Are we here? Even the Great Commission can only be fulfilled and concluded supernaturally. How many people do we have in the world? 7 billion. How many Christians out of them? 2 billion. The 5 billion others, you think it is only by some going to argue that we are going to bring them to the faith? That was why when he was about to leave, he said in Matthew 28, verse 18, he said, all powers have been given to me in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go, because all power has been, people are going, they are not going in power. People go for evangelism and they are arguing. Nobody argues with power, sir. Nobody. You see me with a gun, you argue, I shoot you. Nobody. And that's why he said in Mark chapter 16, 15, he that believes and he baptized is saved. He that is believes not, is not saved. Abby. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. So when they believe, he gives them power, size, so that by those signs, they can bring more people into the kingdom. Listen to me. When we go for evangelism, there is one trick that has never failed. It has never failed me before. We go, people just say, the people enter a person's shop or whatever, they just say, I just tell them, madam, do you mind if we pray for you? Have you ever seen a Nigerian rejecting prayer before? Have you ever seen a Nigerian rejecting prayer before? After we don't pray, scatter, decree about the business, the person will sit down quietly and listen to what you have to say. Because evangelism must be with power. Without power, nothing will happen. 1 John 4:20. 1 Corinthians 4:20 or so. 1 Corinthians 4:20. 1 Corinthians 4:20. Sir, help me. For the kingdom of God is not in Turenchi, is not in word, but in power. Let's check 1 Corinthians 2:3-4. 1 Corinthians 2:3-4. God, I was with you in weakness. Okay, thank you. And my speech and my preaching were not in persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. If your words lack power, your influence is minimal. If your life lacks power, your impact is non-existent. Stop learning how to speak alone. You know, all over the place, they teach us speaking skills. How to influence people. Oh, now what? How will you influence the Babalawo? It is my power. There is a place for public speaking and learning. I encourage people to learn it. I teach people how to do it. But beyond that, get power. Hey, with all thy getting, get the power of God, sir. Get the power of God. So even evangelism and mission can only be concluded by power. Can only be concluded by power. Can we move on? God has given us power to overcome evil supernatural forces. He gave us supernatural power to overcome evil supernatural forces. Because he knows that to live and to make it and to prevail, we need supernatural power. 1 John 3:8. For this purpose, he who sins is of the devil. For the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Jump to the next chapter, 4:4. 1 John 4:4. Whoever you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you, that lives through you, that gives you the Zoe life, is greater than he who is in the world. Flip to the next chapter, 1 John 5:4-5. For whoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is a victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. He gave us power to overcome in all these things. We are more than conquerors through him that loves us. If God be for us, who can be against us? He gives us supernatural power to live. Last week, I quoted a scripture. I said it's one of the most pathetic scriptures I've seen in the Bible. Psalm 78:9. And I keep seeing that picture everywhere. The children of Ephraim being armed and carrying bows turned back in the day of battle. That's a picture of many Christians. They have been given power to overcome. They have the Zoe kind of life, but they never overcome because they turn back behind from every battle. When one cat is screaming at the back of my window, and they run away. Armed, carrying bows, but they turn back in the day of battle. John 10:19, I've given you power, authority to trample upon snakes and scorpions and to overcome every power of the enemy. Every power of the enemy. We are equipped for battle. We are equipped with supernatural. We are equipped to prevail. But we are too gentle. I have nothing with anybody being gentle physically. I have a problem with anybody gentle spiritually. The spiritual world is a battlefield. The gentle people there become victims. I have no problem with people quiet, gentle, physically. I have an issue with people gentle, spiritually. You are raising warfare battle. They pray as if they are in their boyfriend's house, as if they are talking love matter. I have no problem with your gentility. I have a problem with your gentleness in the things of God, your gentility in the battlefront, your gentility that is preventing you from prevailing. I have a problem with that. When Jesus taught, they said, this man taught with authority. Jesus came, look at them. He said, woe to you, woe to you, woe to you. He came and said, before Abraham was, I am. He looked at Herod, he said, go and tell that fox. Tell that fox. He is a lion of the tribe of Judah. Spiritually, let your impact be felt in your place of work, in your environment. You are supernatural. You are not ordinary. If the life, your spiritual level between the time you gave your life to Christ and now is the same, there is something wrong with you. There is something wrong with you. Brethren, it's time to be on fire for the Lord. Because our faith is a supernatural faith. Our faith is a supernatural faith. Did you notice that Jesus modeled it? Acts chapter 2, verse 22. Acts 2, 22. Jesus modeled the man of Israel. Hear this word. Jesus of Nazareth. A man attested to God, attested by God to you by what? Miracles, wonders, and signs which God did through him in your midst, as you yourself also know. He demonstrated it. He modeled the supernatural life. He showed us how to live it. He was there always. Matthew 4:23-24. Matthew 4:23-24. Jesus, behold, Matthew 4. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogue. 1. Preaching the gospel of the kingdom. 2. And healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. Verse 24. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought to him all sick people who were afflicted with various diseases and torments, and those who were demon possessed, epileptics, and paralytics, and he healed them. Oh, brethren, check your life. Let me conclude with this. Having the Zoe life of God in us, our new standard realm of operation is no longer natural, but supernatural. Having the Zoe life of God in us, our standard minimum level and realm of operation is no longer supernatural. It's no longer natural. It is a supernatural. So when we are in meetings and things are being deliberated, we don't sit there and say, oh God, just have mercy on me. You are there decreeing in the spirit. Detecting the tunes of the meeting. You have prayed up before getting there. If they did not inform you and it's an emergency, you take it up in the spirit and see things change for you. Enough of living ordinary life. Some of you, your customers are being taken by unbelievers. Ah. Wheresoever your feet shall touch is for your possession, and somebody is taking your possession, never. You are supposed to get all of them back and more. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's time to be violent in the spirit. For the kingdom of God suffered violence. And the violent, take it by force. Christianity is not violent physically. It is violent spiritually. And the spiritual overrules and reigns and rules over the physical. Please, be physically gentle. Not timid. But be spiritually on fire and violent wherever you are. I welcome you again to the supernatural. Badass. Let us pray. Badass. What have you learned today? What are you going to do about it? Talk to God about that. What have you learned today? And what are you going to do about it? What have you learned today? And what are you going to do about it? Zoe, 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 Zoe. The God kind of life in me. Now that I know that I have the God kind of life, what happens? Talk to God about that. Speak, let your environment hear. Let your environment hear. Now that I have the God kind of life. Now that I have the God kind of life. Now that I have the God kind of life. Now that I know that everything about me is supernatural. Talk to him. With the knowledge of you having Zoe, what kind of year do you want to have? Can you decree into the year You have the God kind of life. You have the God kind of words. You have the God kind of power living in you. Can you decree into the air? Can you decree into the air? You have the God kind of abilities. You are supposed to have the God kind of experiences. We thank you. We glorify your name. He says, so is my word like a rain that falls on the earth. It shall not return to me void. May this word work wonders in your life. May it cause you to have supernatural experiences. May it deliver you from every scheme of man and of the enemy. May this word make you prevail in life and in destiny. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.